I lived in Rolla, Missouri as a fellow there for 6 months a couple of springs ago, a town on the edge of the Ozarks
A fellow at what?
at Missouri University in Science and Technology,
All
which
right.
used to be Missouri University of Mines and Explosives. And I was there as a distinguished chair in humanities. They just bring in a historian 1 year, an artist another year, and I was there as the writer. And I had to teach only one class, and then I had all this time to write. It was fantastic. And it was mightily cold, like three down jacket on the edge of the Ozarks, the winds. And I think one of the first spring days I decided to go, I would often mail, I was away from my children, I would mail them packages. And it was the beginning of spring, and I found this bird's nest on the sidewalk. And it to me was just this amazing, like to look at a, like a bird's nest that's fallen out. And what does that mean? And I don't think the world, I hope the world never falls asleep, but I think that we, particularly with technology and the fast pace of our world, we tend to let ourselves be catatonic more often. And so this poem, I guess, is more about paying attention to the small things. And it's called Before the World Fell Asleep. Before the world fell asleep, I found a bird's nest on the sidewalk outside the post office. Then the woman in front of me told the clerk she was there to pick up baby chicks, ones mailed to her from a hatchery in Iowa. When he set the box on the counter, their stalwart beaks poked through corrugated cardboard and chirping filled the room, floated over all of us waiting in line. Just like that, and nothing's ever going to be the same. Back home, I watch my daughter hold fast to a hunk of bread, her mind cataloging all she knows but cannot see. God, of course, but also time and magnetism, sound and oxygen, longing, kindness, distance, and fear.